escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15-time Emmy winner down in Dallas. And more importantly, let's start with a big congratulations on a big honor joining the Silver Circle down there in the Metroplex. Nui, what's up, man? Congrats. Very
congrats,
cool award.
Brother. Yo, man, I appreciate it. It's 18-time now.
I'm just reading off your bio.
It ain't bragging when it's facts, right?
It just happened last night.
All right.
18. How you guys doing now?
I'm good,
I'm making
man.
Short ribs here at the house in the crock pot. So,
found
you here, man. We got to cook. You know.
I'm going to show B a picture because Nui sent me a picture of the short ribs he's making while we talk here. B,
I see.
They look damn good. You got to meet our friend Amanda Zimmer too. She's great.
Man, it's amazing how just how blessed we are, man. We get to start meeting people that we've been in contact with for, you know, over the years, because this thing, we love football, especially between Washington and Dallas, intertwines us. And so through the years, you just, you know, meet so many, you know, great people that, hey, I've talked to you. I remember meeting Frank Herzog for the first time, you know, meeting George Mike, all these different folks, man. So it's awesome what we get to do. So it was great to meet her finally.
That's great. Congratulations. Very, very happy for you. Well deserved. Let's start with the Cowboys. We'll get to Micah, but if we're able to remove the Micah part from the equation, how has the Cowboys camp been this summer?
It was all good till the Ram showed up. Ram showed up for that scrimmage. He's like, ooh. It's that line from Dollar Bill. Bernie Mac, when he played Dollar Bill, plays cuts. We triple.
What seemed to be the problem with him?
Let's see. You can't stop anybody from running, and you got blocking issues. So if you can't block them and you can't run them, that's not a good recipe if you're trying to win the NFC East. They have to solidify. You got a left tackle issues. You know, your first round pick from last year's missed all this time. Not going to be there for game one against Philadelphia. Don't know exactly when Tyler Guyton will be back, and his replacement is a guy that never played. So that's not real good. And then you got a right guard who's a rookie. That's problematic, guys. That's problematic. And they can make it seem like it's all good and you're going to try and run with Javonte Williams and a whole mix of different guys, but you don't have one dude who's going to say, hey, this, you know, Emmitt Smith ain't walking through that door. So these are some issues right now. And yes, you've got CeeDee Lamb over here you can catch and George Pickens, but if you can't block and you can't establish the run, good luck. Because if it's, you know, second and 12 or third and 12, I mean, everybody knows what you're going to do. So it's going to be a challenge. Now, Brian Schottenheimer's tried to tell, hey, guys, we've been to vanilla. We haven't done anything all night long. But when you went up against the Rams in the scrimmage, they were vanilla, and they whooped your rear end. Then it came the preseason game. You told us you're going to make all these changes, and they got beat up again. So some of the preseason, you know, they don't play a lot of the starters here in town. And they had Joe Milton out there. And there were just times that Joe Milton just didn't do enough. You know, too many three and outs to show what some of the other talented players could do here. So I am skeptical at times just because they sell hopium here. And everybody likes to inject themselves with it.
Hopium. That's all good.
Yeah. Hopium. Hopium is drug. Oh, this is the year. This is it. I'm like, guys, see, I'm old enough to have covered a Super Bowl team here. My first training camp for the Cowboys was in Emmitt. His contract wasn't done. And they went and won back-to-back. So I'm like, guys, I'm so old. I saw teams win Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's not Super Bowl team. Ain't nothing about this. Ain't nothing about this Super Bowl. Nothing. That team. So – they've got work to do. I like Shoddy. He's a good dude. Likes DQ, man. You know, like good people. And you want to see good people do well. But I still think they're about 2 years away from having the kind of talent they need on both sides of the football, especially on both lines, to really compete and win this division.
Well, they got a talented guy there that doesn't seem to want to be there. And, you know, Jerry ain't letting him go anywhere. What's going to happen with that situation?
Here's how it ends. Wade, Emmitt, Dak, CD, player takes a photo, pen in hand, smile with a piece of paper that says they either set or tied the record for the, you know, at their spot. That's what happens. That happens every time. Why he does it, I don't know. Because he's a billionaire, because he can.
I guess.
You know, yeah. I want to be rich like that one day and play with people's emotions. Mike ain't going nowhere. Here's when I was like, okay, man. So you like, oh, he scrubbed the Cowboys off all his social media pages. You know, CeeDee Lamb did that last year too. And so it's that Rams practice, and Cowboys got all the families in the VIP, and I'm talking to guys, hey, meet Micah's mom. And then Micah's mom there holding her grandbaby. I'm like, man, if you're really trying to leave, what's your family out here for? If I was really trying to make this to everybody coming back, he'd be like, anyway, Emma's like, Jerry, I'm coming to clean out my locker because I'm done with you.
Uh-huh.
So Mike is just, you know, Mike posturing. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He likes it here. He's going to get his money. And CeeDee Lamb tried to tell him, baby, it's just your turn in the blender. It's not fun, but this is what it is. The man is going to play it and do what he wants to do, but they're going to get it done. I don't know when. I doubt it's going to be effective enough for him to do anything against Philadelphia because they say he's still got a back issue. But it's just the silliness of what it is. I've done this long enough. I'm not fazed by it. I don't listen to the national media because I'm here every day.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of laugh. He's going to make a deal. He always makes a deal with the people he wants.
I wonder if I've done this long enough then, because that was my stance with McLaurin the entire time, is this will get done. It's the business of football.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it got done, you know?
Yeah, because they need each other. You know, at the end of the day, they need each other. And look, let's also, and I love Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is what's right about Washington football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Through the years, man, you know, we've seen the great players, the Art Monk of the world, the people that appreciated the burgundy and gold and that him. You don't let people like that get out the window. I mean, out the door. You don't let them go out the window and throw them out the door. You keep them. You played your dance. You got the deal you wanted, but you don't let them go.
100%.
With the Parsons stuff that feels so personal between Jerry and David Mulligetta, do you think that is, as long as the check is big enough, everybody can kind of move forward?
Yes.
Also,
come on, man. Lee Steinberg's done deals with them. They all do deals. At the end of the day, if Micah Parsons becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, you're the agent. What you going to be happy? What you going to think about 3%? Come on now, for whatever he's going to get.
Right.
This is a part of it. It's not supposed to be fun. It's just what it is. Todd France had some of the same issues too, but guess what? Todd France two times when took Jerry to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's Dak's agent, for those that don't know.
Let me have that in life. Hey, man, say all these nasty things, talk dirty to me, but you know, we're going to sign this big old check, and the agent will make millions.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, hey,
there you go.
Sign me up for that.
Those are good problems to have. Talking with our friend,
I'll take it.
Nui Scruggs from Dallas. You can give him a follow at Nui Scruggs. So offensively, last year was a disaster for Dallas, but 2 years ago, that was a pretty good team, and they threw the ball like crazy, especially when they were at home on that fast turf, had the ugly playoff loss to the Packers. Dak healthy, you add George Pickens, CD. Like, is there a path to Dallas? I think your point about being a Super Bowl contender is very accurate, but is there a path to Dallas getting back to competing for the NFC East, competing for a wild card spot, that kind of thing?
You got to be able to block it, okay? You got to be able to block, got to establish the run, got to keep your defense off the field. This defense is on the field 30 minutes or more. It's going to be a problem. They can't stop the run, guys. They haven't fixed the D-line. It's not fixed. Mazi Smith is really looking at Mazi. So he get tossed out the club. Come on, man. First round pick. He's just looking bad. Like, but this could be trouble. Also, Diggy Zoo, a nice player, but he's still light. You know, No. Stop it. But then you got to face the AFC West. You got to face the NFC North. I mean, just the way the schedule sets up, the league did them no favors. They're going to play Philadelphia on a Sunday at home, then Thursday around and go face Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day. You got the Chargers in December at home. Then you got to turn around 4 days later and go up to Landover, Maryland to face Washington. This is not easy. You got the Lions in December. This schedule is hard. AFC West, you guys know every coach there has been to a Super Bowl and only one of them hadn't won it. That's Harbaugh. This thing is hard for the Cowboys. You're starting off at Philadelphia. It's just a challenge. And then you've got, then you've got Washington. That's four games right there. Of the four they have, how many are they really going to win? If they do a split, you'd be doing like doing cartwheels. But if you start adding that up over time, I just think this is a 7-8 win football team. They still have more talent to clock. Until you get better up front, you're not winning in this league. You're not winning this division. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You have to be able to stop the run and give Dak time to throw. I mean, guys, left tackle, when you never played? Come on now. And it's not like there's a – ain't Mark Bavaro out here blocking. These guys are tight end. I mean, these guys are pass catchers. So it's just going to be a challenge. But Jerry sells a hopium better than anyone. It's going to be packed. You want tickets to see him. It's going to be tough. When they come up on Christmas Day, it's going to be sold out for you guys up there in Landover, Maryland. Now, that kind of stuff still travels. But what they're going to be, it's going to be hard. And then we never seen shoddy coach. We don't know what they're going to do. He's going to step on himself a little bit because every coach who does this for the first time is going to step on themselves a little bit. This is a hard job. And Jerry does a great job of marketing. He got the Netflix thing. We all say, oh, this, that, and the other. And, oh, Pickens is 1A. I'm like, really? Is he a 1? Because he was 1 on a bad offense doesn't mean he's a 1 here. He's a good player. He's a talented guy. But this is not some Pro Bowl receiver. This is not a guy who's coming out of Pittsburgh where you say, oh, my gosh, man, this is Antonio Brown. And by the way, there's been only one player that's left Mike Tomlin as a wide receiver that's gone on to do something. That was Plaxico Burress. But you look at the list, Mike Wallace, all these dudes, man, they leave Pittsburgh and they don't miss any of them at the wide receiver spot. So, gosh, let's be skeptical, too.
Look like Mike Tomlin and Andy got the same deal. They let you go, you're done.
Yeah, they know something. It's like, don't get a receiver from Pittsburgh and don't get a quarterback from Andy Reid.
You're right.
They call you, say no. We good.
Nui, it's funny you brought up the Netflix thing because I actually just finished it last night. And there were so many moments where I thought of you because you and I have had these conversations on air, and we've also had plenty, you know, off air where you say Jerry's about selling this thing. And I couldn't help but the last episode of the Netflix show is about Jerry's decision to put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor down there and how it was, you know, probably 15, 20 years too late. And I couldn't help but watch that with some skepticism. Like, Jerry did it just to create an event in Dallas.
I told you that, though. Remember when I told you that?
They were filming this.
I haven't seen it yet.
They were filming the documentary, weren't they?
Yes, I told you what it was, CP. I told you. They needed an ending. They needed an ending. First off, that summer, Jerry said, Jimmy ain't getting in. I did the interview with Jerry said, this ain't about Jimmy sniveling, trying to get in. I got other people to think about. He said, it's the second year in a row, Jimmy ain't getting in. All of a sudden, he's there. I was in Charlotte when it happened because I went home and made sure I got to see my folks. And so I'm there. We're like, my photographer's like, hey, Jimmy's on the field. Like, Jimmy Johnson? He's like, yeah. And so they do this whole thing, and the Netflix people were there and had a source in the organization. Like, they need an ending. I'm like, okay, now I see it. Because it's November. You'd announce a December game. On December 30th, hey, we're going to put him in here. Mm. You need tickets. You need all this stuff. All the players that Jimmy had are going to want to come. This thing was rushed together, but they needed an ending. So I have not seen the show. That's what I was told. I know I told you. I told other, several people, like, hey, man, this is why that thing happened. And, oh, by the way, the last thing you wanted to do have happen was Jimmy Johnson get sick or die, and he's not in there. Right. Then you really look bad.
Yeah, because
I said that to Jerry many years ago when I said you're being petty. And that's what he's like, it ain't about Jimmy sniveling trying to get in the Ring of Honor. But and, oh, by the way, this is a story where Jerry – I haven't seen it yet, but Jerry looks like a hero, right? Who looks like the villain in their own Netflix documentary?
Yeah, it definitely allows them to put a bow on the show. And to Jimmy's credit, unlike the Belichick the Patriots documentary that the Crafts put together, where they made themselves completely void of any blame, and they put everything on Belichick and really tried to paint him as like this evil being. Jerry,
if he wasn't evil, they wouldn't have what the hell they got.
Jerry was Jerry about it, but did allow that he made mistakes. You know what I mean? It was, I don't know. If you watch it, I think you'll find it interesting, but I think you'll laugh at a lot of it.
Great learning lesson from there. And yes, I lived a lot of it. I was there at the press conference when they fired Jimmy. I was there in the locker room with Michael Irvin threw trash can at us. saw a lot of stuff, man. I saw a lot of stuff. And one thing about Jerry, he's friends with Vince McMahon. They understand that whole wrestling thing, and that's a part of what this is. It's sports entertainment.
Right.
He'll tell you that. Hey, we're the first ones to put a TV camera in the draft room. Jerry's all about that. Mike McCarthy at times didn't get it and understand it. Like, hey, baby, let's come with it. Parcells understood it, but Jerry needed a stadium, so he gave Parcells more leeway because Jerry needed a stadium, but Parcells had gotten divorced. He needed to replenish his funds. So they kind of did, hey, man, you take care of me, I take care of you. But Parcells wanted control. And when Parcells was gone, Jerry Lane, this ain't happening no more.
The real story.
I'm running it.
The other thing I couldn't help but wonder watching the end of it. So the end of the documentary is basically Jerry's kids. And I know how involved they are with the organization, talking about how much they want to win one kind of before Jerry goes, right? Eventually, we all got a clock. And I couldn't help but wonder, watching, it looks to me that there's three kids with a major say in the organization. Steven, his daughter, I believe her name's Charlotte, and then Jerry Jones Jr.
Jerry Jr. Yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder, they're going to have to sell this thing. Because the valuation is just way too much. Who the hell could buy the Cowboys for $13 billion?
Well, first off, you know, start to read their bios. It doesn't say Stephen Jones, CEO. It says Stephen Jones, CEO, co-owner. They own shares now.
Interesting.
So it's going to be.
They're holding on to that. They ain't letting that go.
Yeah. So from my understanding, Jerry passed tomorrow. Gene's in control. But the kids all have shares in this thing, and so they're going to keep it in the family. And so many the kids work there now. I mean, I was one of the kids. I remember, you know, knee high, man, he got a child now. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting real old. So have been here so long, you got like, oh, Charlie O'Grandma now? Gosh. So they're not giving this thing up. It's going to be a family business. They know how to make money. They make so much money in real estate. I mean, and hey, you know, they Jerry's legacy is really how he created revenue streams in the league and taught people how to make money.
Totally.
He doesn't get enough credit for that. The people,
he did that.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, think of whoever's the Commander's official realtor. That's Jerry who first did that.
Right. And I was talking
to him one time when I finished business school. I was like, Jerry, what do I do with my degree? Do I keep doing TV? And he's, you know, giving me all this great advice for hours in his office. And then he said, hey, when you get desperate, you do dumb shit. I'm like, really? What dumb did you do? He said, oh, ask American Express to be the official credit card of the Cowboys. Nobody was doing that.
Uh-huh.
So now they got official everything. They got the official bourbon, you know, the official beer. And that was him. Because at the time, remember, they sued Jerry.
Yeah.
For Pepsi.
Totally.
Because Coke was the official soda. I remember being in Art Modell's office in Cleveland when I worked up there when Belichick and Saban were coaching. And Art was adamant against it. But what he didn't see was Jerry's like, hey, I own my own stadium. So that's the official drink of the stadium. And he was still taking the check from the NFL. But Coke didn't care because Coke was like, we're good. Mm-hmm. And Art owned his own stadium, too, at the time. Art should have learned and leaned into what Jerry was doing, because guess what now? You got Coors, the official beer of the league, and then for the Cowboys, it's Miller Lite. And every team is doing that. Now you dip in out of two buckets.
Totally.
What Jerry taught people.
Yeah,
he knows how to make money. That's one thing he knows how to do.
I also found it fascinating when Jerry brought Fox in to buy the TV rights, and how these more traditional owners were like, "Oh, they're not a
it
network."
Was Art.
And
it was
Murdoch's like, "I got $1 billion."
Art and Tagliabue were going to give money back to CBS. They were going to get money back. Jerry, whoa, no, he got Murdoch in, and Pat Bowlen was the president of the. He was the chairman of the television, you know, committee there. He was chairing it, but it was Jerry like, no, let's not do this. This is football, guys. Let's go get it in here. And then he gets Murdoch, and then he makes the deal. And so that's why I say Jerry's legacy within the league and what he did to raise the value of every single franchise. And now when you go places, I was the Super Bowl a couple of years ago in San Fran. I forgot Jerry owns all the food and beverage there.
Legends.
They're making money everywhere.
Legends. So a couple of years ago, people were like, go look this up. The relocation committee, which Jerry was not on, had approved the Chargers and Raiders to go into a facility at Carson together. Well, the guy who got the team in L.A. was Stan Kroenke. Jerry told us that Goodell said to him, hey, man, I'll give you the L.A. market if you sell the Cowboys. We want you to build L.A. Jerry said, no, but I'll help you do it. So that was when Kroenke started buying up land around Hollywood Park, and Jerry helped Kroenke get there. So they all of a sudden show up. Kroenke's the guy, and they tell, all right, Kroenke, you're going to get you're going to get a team. Okay? You're going to get a team. Chargers can't build a stadium. They'll go with you to L.A. or the Raiders. Kroenke didn't want the Raiders because, you know, the Raiders are more popular in L.A. than the Rams. That I know because I lived and worked there. So the Chargers can't get their stadium. They go up there. He tells the NFL tells Mark Davis, go back to Oakland, get a stadium. He can't do it. He goes out to Vegas. Mark Davis makes a deal with Sheldon Adelson. That goes bad. All of a sudden now Mark has nowhere to go in terms of getting money for a stadium. Jerry, who had a relationship with Bank of America, got Mark Davis his stadium. Who's the food and beverage? Who's the people doing the sponsorship for the stadium? Jerry. Jerry making so much money around here is crazy. Every time you're out here drinking something, it's Jerry. Killing it. Just killing it. And nobody says anything. Jerry Mafia boss, man.
Yes. Yo, Nui, so are you, dude. We always appreciate you making time for us, man.
All right, Nui.
Hey, Mitch, JP, you guys be well. You guys see my boy DQ. Tell him I said hello at Cliff, man. Good luck this season, all right?
We'll
all right,
do. Appreciate Thank you, brother. Man. I'm sure we'll see you Christmas in Landover.
No, you won't.
Thanks, buddy. I love talking to Nui, man.
Oh, just yeah.
Great information. So much insight and context.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.